I was in a rough position academically, but when I came here, I was able to raise my grades up and really develop in a diverse environment.
Carrington Williams is a senior at South Park High School. He was struggling with his schoolwork, saying he had a difficult time understanding materials and curriculum.
Basically, with just the classes, freshman and sophomore year, I was basically struggling with almost every class I had. But when I came here, that all changed.
What made the difference?
Basically, the teachers letting them know that they're there for me, that I can go to them whenever I'm in need of help, and just being there for me.
Williams is among 34 South Park High School students who successfully completed the Hillside program this school year. He said Hillside brought him the clarity needed to complete his schoolwork. Last year, he was on the merit roll, this year, the honor roll. Hillside has youth advocates working at four Buffalo public schools. The program reaches those at-risk students, preventing them from dropping out and allowing them to earn their high school diplomas.
Really see ourselves as a partner or supporter to the district to help them with increasing their graduation rates.
Lamont Williams serves as executive director at Hillside.
We're really celebrating about 125 students or so that we've been able, since partnering with the district, to have them to graduate.
You kept them on track and saved them from either dropping out or not successfully completing their education in 4 years?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Many of these students, when they come into the program, they struggle academically, they struggle with attendance issues, maybe some behavioral issues, they're maybe behind two or more of their core subjects. Those are some of the issues that we're able to work with them and work with the teachers and the administrators at all of our school sites to help to remove some of those barriers.
We're all looking at the whole child, and that's how Hillside fits so well into our mission.
Teresa Shuda is principal at South Park High School. She tells WBFO News Hillside has allowed her school to make sure those academically struggling students get the help they need.
And then also have a place that's looking out, really specifically for them. And I think that's what people say about South Park. We work in a community school model.
What is the biggest struggle for your students right now?
I think the biggest struggle for our students is probably life in general. There's a lot of things that are trying to pull teenagers away from, their academics. And these kids, they're struggling with a lot of things that we didn't have to. And so we look at social media. There's so many problems with society that our kids are struggling. So I consider our kids heroes because they're forging forward in some really difficult times.
Shuda noted South Park's graduation rate has improved. 8 years ago, it was at 38.8%. Now it's at 58%. Hillside serves a total of 360 city students at South Park, Bennett High School, Emerson, and Burgard. Last year, 97% of those in the Hillside program graduated on time. Lamont Williams notes that at the same time, students receive part-time work experience and job skills.
Give me an example of what you actually show them.
I say what's key to the program is the mentoring relationship among the youth advocates. The youth advocates are stationed in each one of our school sites. They carry a caseload of 30 students. So they really take the time to get to know those students, really find out what their needs are, and they really work to remove those barriers. If it's attendance, the youth advocates are there really pushing, calling the parents, working with the students, getting them to come to school. In many instances, the sheer relationship between the students and the youth advocates will help to drive the students into the school building. So if they're here in the building, they're getting the academic support. They're getting the instruction that they need.
For Carrington Williams, he's managed his academics, a part-time job at Wegmans, plays football, and was trained by Independent Health to serve as a nutrition ambassador, teaching other students about learning to live a healthy life.
What I look for in my future of schooling, giving it all I have, giving it all in the classroom and on the football field, and maturing myself into a better individual and stay on top of my responsibilities.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.